God bless you, brothers and sisters. Amen. My name is Brother Andy. Andy Pabite is my full name. And this morning, I greatly appreciate the opportunity to share this week's devotion with you. I fellowship under Pastor Michael Walls in Virginia. Our new church location now is in Vienna, Northern Virginia. And let us pray. Father, thank you again this morning for giving us life, Lord, and the opportunity, Lord, to share the word and to be heard, Father, but not for me to be heard, but Lord, every time we open the word of God, we desire, Father, that your Holy Spirit will come and inspire us and speak to us. For thy word is life, Lord, unto us. And Father, able to change this mortal body, O God, and translate us, Lord, into that heavenly realm. We pray this morning that your word will come forth, Lord, the way you have desired for it to come. And it'll be a blessing to the people who hear it, Father. It's my sincere prayer. Come and help me to move out of the way. Yield my senses and my members over to your Holy Spirit, that he will speak life this morning and the remainder of the week. It's my desire. Amen. Beloved, a little thought that God put on my heart this morning was to share something with you here. From the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. And we will start from verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to his word. And I know that the word of God is what we want to seek daily on this daily devotion as a guided message that will help you to do your devotions every day. And it's upon my heart to share something about, you know, living in the presence of the Lord and also keeping the commandments of God, keeping God in the center of our heart. David puts it this way. He say, I've hid thy word in my heart. Oh, that I may not sin against thee. He said also, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the commandments of the Lord. Taking heed to the word of the Lord. See, God is a God of righteousness. And we cannot serve him without the Holy Spirit. We cannot even come into his presence without being consecrated. He understands the prayer of the sinner, and he has made a propitiation for that. But after that, we've come from death unto life, and we have received the Holy Spirit. It's our duty and responsibility to walk in the Spirit and to take up our cross daily and to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. So what does that walk look like? What is that taking up the cross? What does Matthew 6:33 look like? Which is to seek the kingdom, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Brothers and sisters, it's very easy to wake up in the morning and the first thing we think about is that problem, that situation, that condition. We wake up and the spirits of Laodicea, which is, you know, blindness and nakedness and riches and just thinking how we're going to make ends meet and how we're going to pay this bill and how we're going to take care of this child and this other need and that need. And what God has promised us in His word that we need to not take thought of tomorrow. We need to not worry so much about these things, because Jesus said, which one of you worrying can add one stature to your height, or add a cubit to your stature, rather? That was in the previous verses of 27 of chapter 6 in Matthew. So we shouldn't live a life of it's okay to be concerned, but we should not worry about these things. But rather, our hearts should be filled with the word of God, meditating, husbands telling the wives in the morning of the scriptures they've read, and turning on the music and singing some hymns and setting the atmosphere in the house. Seeking first the kingdom of God, to me, it is in making sure that, you know, you've listened to 10 hours or, you know, hours and hours of studying. You know, that's fine. But to seek God daily, oh, I believe my conviction is to live in the presence of the Lord every moment of our life. It's on the job, you know, living in His presence, seeking first the kingdom and His righteousness. Amen. Jesus tells us the kingdom of God is in you. If the kingdom is in you, then how do you seek something that is already in you? It is the righteousness. It is the presence. It's living in His divine presence every moment. And taking that presence and having that Holy Spirit brood over every condition, every situation that you're in. Amen. I pray that this would be a blessing to you today. Let us hide the word of God in our heart. You know it. When the situations come, quote the word and pray every moment. That is what we have been commissioned to do. David said that I might not sin against thee. What is sin against God? It's unbelief. So every time we worry about a situation, we've actually sinned about it. We've expressed unbelief. We've expressed mistrust in the word of God. And it takes the Holy Spirit and all to bring us back to the word of God and to remind us of all these things that has been said and written for our sake. So, beloved, challenges will come. It says, sufficient is the day, is the troubles of the day. So the trouble will definitely come. The struggles, the challenges will definitely come. You don't have to go seeking them. But when it comes, God's confidence in us is that we keep His word in our hearts. We trust in it. And we apply His word to every situation that comes our way. That is how we please our Father. That is how He knows we are trusting in His word. We're keeping it in our heart that we won't sin against Him. So I pray that this morning you will seek first the kingdom. And in every hour you will seek it. Every minute you will seek the kingdom of God. One of the stories the prophet gives so well is about Abraham. He talks about Abraham, and he talks about that Abraham was living in the presence of the Lord. Abraham lived in the presence of the Lord so much that Abraham did not forget one bit about the Lord. He had God on his mind all the time. Abraham was thinking about God. And when Abraham was sitting in the doorway in the heat of the day. All Abraham had was the mind, was God on his mind. And when the herdsman and his wife was complaining and bringing all these things, and the herdsman said it's too hot and the well is dried up, and all these worries upon worries. That sometimes is all feels like. There's this bill, and you get another mail, and it's another bill, and it's another one, and you wonder, and where is the money going to come from? How am I going to get out of this? I know brothers who are going through legal battles of being sued, and so many things that the devil is throwing our way. But beloved, we must hold on to the word of God and trust in him, thinking on him daily. That is how we can fight the wiles of the enemy. When we keep God on our minds, in our hearts, and meditating upon his word day and night, this is how we hide his word in our hearts, that we will not sin or unbelief towards God. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Lord, as we read in Psalm 119, Father, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Oh, it's by keeping your statutes. Oh, Father, we pray that you help us to keep your statutes and your commandments. And Father, sufficient is the day and the evil thereof, Father. We pray you help us to seek you every moment, every hour, every minute of the day, to seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of living right and thinking right and being filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit, that we will not grieve against it. And we ask these things that you help your children today as we go. Troubles will come. Circumstances will arise. Oh, but in all these things, let us remember that we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you for your word this morning. In Jesus' name we ask for your guidance and your ordering of our footsteps through the day. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.